This is our online segment, and we welcome in Kim Jones from NFL Network and Bob Glauber from Newsday. And obviously, Kim, the Giants, their playoff chances are very much threatened right now, and they're going to have to play this game without Odell Beckham Jr. How do they get things done offensively?
I don't know an acceptable answer.
Sure, that's a great answer.
I don't know. I don't know how they do it. Does Hakeem Nicks get more involved? Perhaps. He and the quarterback used to have a great rapport. Is Dwayne Harris healthy enough to play? Can Rashad Jennings run the ball like he did against Carolina? The answer, though, to me is I don't know. We haven't seen this offense in a long time without Odell. And when they were without Odell last season, they had Victor Cruz.
Bob, who is this team?
Don't know who this team is, Bob. And that's a really big factor in terms of judging how to deal with Tom Coughlin at the end of the year. Is this team this close to beating all these teams, including unbeaten teams like Carolina and New England? And do you say, okay, I think with another year with some more defensive players, you can get over the hump? You know, and you add in Reuben Randle to that equation
right.
for Sunday against the Vikings. You know, he has been so up and down. If he has a good game and if he's on, you know, I think the offense can be certainly functional, but without Odell Beckham, it's a massive step back.
All right, so we go to the Odell Beckham Jr. situation, and obviously he's not available to the Giants in this game. And whatever you think about what transpired, the question is, how did we get to this point? I mean, how did we get even halfway through the first quarter without the officials taking control of this game?
How did we get to the second quarter without a flag being thrown on Norman, Beckham, both, either? Pick one, pick out of a hat. It's amazing. The side judge was right there for the body slam. The body slam was not even a finable offense. So what message is that sending going forward? Opponents already believe now they can get into Odell Beckham Jr.'s head. Mm-hmm. They now know they can body slam him in front of an official, not be flagged or fined for it. I don't know how we've gotten to this point from that standpoint.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen from now on. I think when Beckham does come back, if you body slam him, they're obviously going to be sensitive to it, and they're going to make that call. That was an unbelievably poorly officiated game in terms of trying to tamp down the problems early on. I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting there, they got to call this one, body slam. Oh, they're getting into it. They got to call it. Nothing. And it was horrendous. And that's what really led to the headshot. That's not excusing it,
right.
But you've got to stop that.
At some point prior to this season, I know for a fact that from the league office to the New York Giants, it was conveyed. Odell Beckham Jr. just has to play his game and let it go. When people foul him, mm-hmm. when they get to him, physically foul him, the flags will be called. That didn't happen in the first quarter. Sunday, we'll wonder forever what would have happened if the officials would have set the tone that rightly under the rules they should have.
Right. And hands to the face is a common call on pass rushers, yeah. offensive linemen, corners trying to get a jam. And then you have two guys that are literally hitting each other in the face the entire game. What did they forget about that penalty?
It was bizarre. The whole thing was bizarre. And then when the headshot comes, that they're not both of they should have both been kicked out at that point. And somebody on the I think Coughlin should have just get Beckham by the scruff of the neck saying, sit down, knock it off. I'll put you back in when I decide to put you back in. That had to happen, didn't happen, and I think it escalated from there. He came back and had a great game, but still, that's not the point. You've got to stop making this an individual battle, like Coughlin said the next day, and make this about the team.
All right, so now the Giants take on the Vikings on Sunday night. Not a lot of Giants fans know about the Minnesota Vikings. You're both national reporters. Mike Zimmer waited a long time to finally get a job. He's rough. He's gruff. He tells it like it is. But he's doing a really nice job with his Vikings team trying to turn around a culture.
And they've also rebounded from a couple of bad situations to kind of right the ship and maintain their playoff standing. I think Teddy Bridgewater, mm-hmm. maybe we're interested in seeing him in a primetime game and seeing what he can do. Everyone knows about Adrian Peterson. This is a Vikings team, an environment, and a week that's going to really challenge this Giants team, though.
It is, and this Vikings team is built in the mold of a guy that we all know in Bill Parcells, because Zimmer was a direct disciple of Bill Parcells, and you know he's got that kind of attitude and that edge. Not quite like Parcells, but enough like him that team reflects the personality of its coach, and that is a tough team and a tough-minded team. And Teddy Bridgewater keeps taking those steps. A couple of steps back, but he keeps taking steps forward. They've got a quarterback that they can work with for 10 years.
All right, let's go to your predictions, how you see this game unfolding on Sunday.
To me, it's just hard to see the Giants. They could be out of it, conceivably, of course, if the Redskins beat the Eagles on Saturday night. there have been so many disappointments. Somehow I think it's Minnesota 31, Giants 17.
Yeah, I can see a similar scenario, Kim, and I just think, you know, this time of the year when the teams need it, I know the Giants might need it, but the Vikings also need it. They got a chance to win the division. They're at home. It's going to be cold. Everything is going their way. I think it's not going to be close. I like it like 30-20.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.